Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty. It is brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Damn glad to have you on a beautiful Tuesday. Looks absolutely stunning.
Yeah, it
outside.
Looks like it's going to be nice out there today.
60 degrees, high of 73. Good day to get your walking in or your jogging in or your yogging.
Yogging.
Silent gym. That's right.
People think some of that stuff's rehearsed. That was not.
No. Not a chance. Definitely not a rehearsed guy.
No. Mac, do you get that reference?
I do not.
Okay.
Anchorman.
Anchorman.
Oh, okay.
Some people call it yogging, or is it?
Show you what a real skater's body looks like. Blades of Glory.
I was going to say, he hasn't been funny in a while. And he's
his
like,
new commercial's funny.
PayPal's funny.
The PayPal commercial is great.
Old Will Ferrell, too.
Yeah.
Would you please get out of the way? I'd like to pay. No, like, I want to pay now, please.
Like seriously, move. Yeah.
That's the Will I love.
Right.
He's got a documentary coming out pretty soon that looks pretty interesting.
On what?
I don't know if it's Netflix or not, but it's about his buddy and he that were on SNL, and they basically wrote a lot of the skits together, and then his buddy came out as a transgender and how he had to deal with that and cope with it early on, and now it's obviously a little bit more of an open topic.
So cool. All right.
There's a lot of good stuff coming to Netflix. There's a Vince McMahon documentary coming that I can't wait.
I'm excited for that.
And you know he's getting cooked in that thing because he came out yesterday with a press release. It was like, just remember there's two sides to every story. We know the story.
Yeah.
That's why Brock Lesnar has been wiped off the face of the earth because you two are scumbags.
Yeah.
Go listen to John Oliver's bit on Vince McMahon. It's great.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's
that's
going to
be really good. You had asked a question yesterday, who should have the next documentary, right?
And
my first response was Jerry Jones.
Never happened.
Mm-hmm. No, that guy will pay more money to have a documentary not released on him than would because, I mean, just based on the video that surfaced over the weekend with Jamie Foxx that was sitting there with him. Jerry Jones does not want any kind of documentary made telling the real story behind the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. I don't know about. I'm trying to think of who it would be, like a documentary. I mean, there's obvious ones. Like, there's certain politicians that you can see. There's going to be one.
Yeah, but I'm like, from like a sports standpoint, Jerry Jones would be the most interesting, right? I think Jerry Jones would be by far the most interesting documentary. If somebody was going to do a tell-all and reveal all the secrets of everything, everything that Jerry Jones has been involved in since 1989 when he bought the Dallas Cowboys, from that version, the White House, you know, incidents that took place down there, Jimmy Johnson and firing him, you know, all the stuff that has taken place over the last 40 years in the NFL, the relocation of the Rams and all that. Like, I think it would be a fascinating documentary that the league and Jerry Jones would probably not want out.
Stan Kroenke would be a good one.
Yeah, it'd be an interesting one. I don't think he has the same type of
of course not, but everybody
pizzazz.
I'd like to know the details.
Yeah.
I want names.
Yeah, you want names and all that. It'd be interesting. Like, he's so rich and successful. I like that aspect of him. But again, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think he married into that. So
that'd be nice.
You know, exactly.
David Stern would be a good one.
David Stern would be good. Yeah, but he's dead now, so like,
well, that's why it would happen.
You know, he can't rebut all that. I think Roger Goodell, a documentary on Roger Goodell would be very entertaining. Yep. And you know,
I like Daniel Stern.
Yeah.
Go rank his best roles. All right, let's get into Start Bench Cut here, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start Bench Cut.
All right, Dr. Mackenstein, take it away as we get into our start bench cut. For those of you that don't understand how this game works, it is just like FMK. So
we will do one sports, one more silly, fun, topical. We'll start with the three AFC West teams, not named the Kansas City Chiefs. Start bench cut between the Raiders, the Broncos, the Chargers. Go.
I'm going to start the Broncos right now.
That's right.
I'm going to bench the Raiders, and I'm cutting the Chargers at this point in time with all those injuries. That's why I'm cutting them. Now, if they were healthy, I would probably start the Chargers, but both of your tackles are potentially out, your quarterback's potentially out, and one of your best defensive players is a dirty player trying to injure people, and he may be suspended for this game. So I'm going to start Bo Nix and the Broncos. I'm going to bench the Raiders, and I'm going to cut the Chargers right now until they get healthy.
Dustman?
I'm going to do a little bit of similarities to that. I'm going to start Denver. just because Bo Nix looked good. They beat Tampa Bay. I'm riding high with that right now just because this week. It could all change next week if we did the same thing again. But right now I would start Denver because, well, they have a quarterback and no controversy with that. I'm benching the Chargers. The reason why I bench the Chargers and don't cut them is because if they are injured right now, I can bench them, let them rest. If Herbert comes back, Alt comes back, and they start to kind of get their pieces. It looks like Quentin Johnson finally found his home in the NFL. Last year, a very, very struggling year. Now, again, Justin Herbert's out, so we'll see how that all seems to play out for them. And then I'm cutting Vegas. It took 3 weeks for Antonio Pierce to lose his cool.
I'm disappointed.
Business decisions need to be made. We don't think it's Max. We don't think it's Devontae. But now they're talking about trading Devontae Adams again. Max Crosby's going to lose his mind because he's going to be the only talented player on that team. They don't know if they want to go with Aiden O'Connell or Gardner Minshew. They are going to go with Gardner Minshew again this week. But I'm cutting the Vegas Raiders because they're still a mess. They still suck. Their quarterback or their head coach is starting to lose it a little bit by, you know, worrying about things that you shouldn't worry about in week three of NFL season with business decisions. Mm-hmm. But that's my start bench cut. I start Denver, I bench LA because of the injuries, and I cut Vegas because of the worries.
All righty. I'm going to start LA. Going to start the Chargers. They're 2-1. Yeah, I know the injuries. So what if they lose this week? They're going to have those guys back sooner rather than later. Alt isn't season-ending. Rashawn Slater's not season-ending. Herbert couldn't have played this week. He did. Not season-ending. They'll be fine. If they're 2-2, they'll still be able to make it second in this division, possibly even the playoffs. They have the best head coach of these three teams. I don't even think that's a discussion. Harbaugh's come in, rebuilt that culture. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I think they'll get through the injuries, especially on the defensive side. I'm going to bench... Yeah, I'll bench the Broncos. This is a good win. I'll give them credit. I still think they're really bad.
Is their win at Tampa Bay more impressive than Vegas' home win against Baltimore?
No, I don't think so.
Two impressive wins in the AFC
West. Two impressive wins, though.
By two bad teams.
Well, I don't think the Tampa team is in the same category as Baltimore,
though. It's at Tampa, so that's more impressive. You did it at home against Baltimore. But yeah, Baltimore is, elite.
And your quarterback was the best quarterback in that game.
Seriously.
Yeah. Over Baker Mayfield, who's a top three quarterback right now, according to statistical research.
That's why you don't look at stats. But Bo Nix, man, best rookie quarterback in the league right now until Jaden Daniels showed up last night.
Exactly, until Jaden Daniels got a chance.
He's been around for 2 weeks.
But yeah, I'll cut the Raiders too. Right. Yeah, it seems like
just
Pierce has lost the guys. Yeah.
It's not a strategical cut. It's a very, very good cut.
I had them second in our division, you know. But
the Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too.
Felt good after 2 weeks, but yeah, I don't know.
Who does finish second in this division?
Nobody. They all finish dead last.
All right, let's get to the fun ones.
All right, Kmart, Target, and Walmart. Didn't you say, Bob, Kmart's closing? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, Kmart is closing its final store.
Damn.
Yeah, final store is closing.
I loved Kmart.
So of the threes, I'm going to start Target, I'm going to bench Kmart, and I'm cutting Walmart. I have no interest in ever going to Walmart.
I think we all agree to this,
Leo. Yeah. Easy.
Target's great for many reasons. You go to the clearance aisle around 2 o'clock, 8 dawn. A lot of Lululemon in those aisles.
Mm.
A lot of Scentsy candles. That's right. Mm. Yeah, on the come. 2 o'clock, Target, clearance aisle. Thank me later.
Target has Lululemon?
No, but the people that shop in there do.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I got you. Okay.
Welcome to the horny phase, Bob.
Bonk.
I was the one that got caught, not you.
That's why I wear sunglasses inside. Kmart was great back in the day because I used to collect wrestling action figures as a kid. I was just completely wrapped in the Attitude Era of the WWF at the time, not WWE. Kmart just always had like a little honey hole. Like when we would go shop for Beanie Babies, we'd go to like, you know, Petals and Potpourri. We'd go to the little mom and pop stores that you'd go in the back and look at like, you
never went to a back room at a mom and pop store.
Oh, yeah. They had these little wicker
baskets.
Those
weird videos.
Oh, nah, dude. That's like in the adult video stores. But they had these little wicker baskets, and you go back there and be like, is that a Princess Diana bear? Oh, my God. We found one in the wild. Just like at Kmart, you'd go find those rare wrestling action figures when you were a kid. Walmart, I have no business.
Now that I no longer
work in the restaurant industry, I don't have to buy slip-resistant shoes. That's the only reason I would go to Walmart, and then I found out they had them at, like, Famous Footwear. I don't know the last time I've been to a Walmart.
I couldn't tell you the last time I've been inside of a Walmart. Now, I've done that's where I got my Blackstone at, because it was really cheap at Walmart compared to everywhere else. So, I got there. That was back in February. You sit outside, they bring it out to your car type of thing. I'm definitely out on the Walmart. Kmart always had the Blue Light Special, which I thought was great, too.
Yeah.
You know, Blue Light Special, aisle three, and everybody run over there and get whatever candle it was that you wanted. What do birds say when they fly over Kmart?
Mm.
Cheap, cheap.
Okay, let's move on to our next start bench cut. I think this one's good. This one's a little harder. Three amazing shows, Emmy Award winning. The Office, Parks and Recreation, 30 Rock, all under that kind of same genre, same time period as well. What would you say?
I'm going to go actually in that order. Office, okay. Start, Parks and Rec, Bench, 30 Rock, Cut. And it's because I never got really into 30 Rock like I did to The Office and Parks and Rec. Yeah.
I would start The Office, bench 30 Rock, and cut Parks and Recs because Parks and Recs just copied The Office.
Well, so did 30 Rock, though. I mean, they're all kind of the same.
Yeah, they're all a little bit of the same.
Yeah.
At least 30 Rock was funny.
Damn.
I know Chris Pratt. He's great. Ron Swanson's a cult classic.
Yeah, this is tough.
Rashida Jones was always on my list, man. I loved her back in the day. She was in Saved by the Bell years and years ago, and I've always found her to be just absolutely attractive. So,
yeah, I guess I'll go the same as you, Bob, but I guess I'm much closer. Parks and Rec is close to first for me against The Office, but I will start The Office.